to see you.
U.S. President Joe Biden met with his Mexican counterpart, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, at the Presidential Palace in Mexico City. It's his first trip to Latin America since entering the White House. The two leaders held a bilateral meeting to discuss some of the pressing issues affecting both nations and to improve relations that were strained by Mr. Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump.
President Biden, you have the key to significantly open and improve relations between all countries of the American continent.
On Tuesday, Mexico, the U.S. and Canada will discuss important issues ranging from economic cooperation and climate change to illegal migration and drug trafficking. Biden arrived a few days after the detention of Ovidio Guzman, the son of the drug lord known as El Chapo, who is currently detained in an American prison. Experts say the U.S. is likely to ask Mexico to do much more to stop the trafficking of illegal drugs such as fentanyl that kill thousands of Americans each year. But analysts say fighting the flow of drugs into the U.S. won't be easy.
The fentanyl being the theme of the day, as it were, basically the pressing domestic political issue in the U.S. as well, more so than Mexico, is that so far everything seems to indicate that we're repeating the same mistakes that have been repeated in the past. We're still relying on the same vocabulary, the same practices of trying to curb the flow of illicit drugs from Mexico, from Latin America, more widely speaking, into the United States and other parts of the Western world.
Another key issue on the agenda is migration. Hundreds of thousands of people are trying to reach North America every year. Last week, President Biden announced a parole program to allow 30,000 people from Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua to enter the U.S. legally every month. And Mexico has said it will accept 30,000 deportees from the U.S. each month. Over 2 million people were detained trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in 2022.
Human rights groups have been very critical with North American countries' migration policies that they say make it difficult for asylum seekers to find safety. But leaders in the region are also under pressure to find solutions. Many hope that new alternatives will be discussed during this meeting that will not only criminalize migrants, but help them in a path to a better life. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.
So let's get more on this now with Kurt Hackbarth. He's a writer and a journalist and joins us live from Oaxaca in Mexico. Kurt, good to have you with us. So look, I mean, President Biden's agenda seems to be more focused on domestic issues like migration, border security, drugs like fentanyl. How does that fit in with the Mexican president's more broader continental views and objectives at this summit?
Yeah, thanks for having me tonight. I think that's absolutely right. Part of the frustration that Mexico often has with these summits is that the United States comes with an agenda tailored to its own political or electoral or domestic needs. So you see the United States talking about migration, about drugs, about security, which are all, of course, important issues. But what López Obrador is, I think, inviting the United States to do is to kind of broaden its view and broaden its approach. So shortly before the summit, López Obrador sent Biden a letter saying, look, this is what we want to talk about. We want to talk about integrating the continent. We want to talk about producing what is needed in North and South America here instead of importing from Asia. We want to talk about combating inequality. We want to talk about the United States respecting the sovereignty of Latin American nations. All of this by way of saying that implicitly, the United States causes a lot of the same problems that then, you know, complains okay. about. So let's start attacking the sources of these problems.
Let's just talk about migration, Kurt, because human rights groups have been critical of Biden's migration policy. They say, look, it makes it very difficult for asylum seekers to find safety. So given just the sheer numbers of migrants trying to cross into the U.S., where can both men find common ground here, do you think?
It's actually interesting that migration appears to be one of the issues where there is going to be common ground tomorrow. unfortunately, Biden has continued a lot of the Trump-era policies on migration, and it was just seen that just last week he's talked about turning the screws more by turning away Venezuelans, Cubans, Haitians, you know, and Nicaraguans there. The problem is that the idea that you can't ask for asylum until you get to, you have to ask for asylum on the way up is a problem, right? Now, Mexico has agreed to take on thousands of people from these countries. So Mexico is doing an enormous service here that I think doesn't get the attention it needs in the United States. This is going to be an ongoing problem, specifically until the United States recognizes that inequality, that problems in these home countries are causing these migratory problems, and it's not going to go away.
Just a quick thought on trade, Kurt. Lopez Obrador has complained, you touched on it a little while ago, that too many imports are coming in from Asia instead of being made in the Americas. Would you agree with that, and what's the way forward, just very quickly?
Yes, very quickly. AMLO's point is that what needs to be produced can be produced here. There's a lot of... and we see now with the near-shoring of companies here into Mexico near the U.S. border, that there could be a lot more economic integration amongst the three countries. And this is interesting, precisely at a time when tensions are rising between the United States and China. AMLO's looking for an opening for more economic integration there, saying, look, this is something that we can do in the Americas, and this is something that structurally will help things like migration and insecurity by providing these kind of jobs here, close by.
All right, Kurt Hatboth, really good to get your thoughts indeed. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us, Kurt. Thank you.
Thank you.